Now, I noticed that you have a background in Reiki, and can you tell us about that? And for those that don't understand what that is, perhaps you can give us a little bit of history on its significance and what relevance it has to natural healing.
Absolutely. Well, Reiki is a form, it's an actually ancient form of energy healing. Oftentimes, people have heard of it as being the laying of hands. It essentially involves using energy to clear up the blockages of energy in individuals. So you'll find this sort of whole theme carries on through to acupuncture and therapeutic touch, where you basically try to block the energy obstructions in the body, allowing for sort of a more natural flow. And it's rather remarkable. People oftentimes think of Reiki as being something very hokey, and yet there have actually been studies, published studies, showing that individuals that have experienced Reiki tend to heal more rapidly after they've had surgery, after some sort of trauma. So it essentially just allows the flow of energy through the body to be less obstructed than it would have been otherwise.
What can someone expect from a standard or typical Reiki session?
Usually just increased mental clarity right off the bat. Better energy is one of the two most common things I experience when people have a session done. But typically over the course of, say, a 2 or 3 month treatment, people will notice definitely that they're more balanced. They just feel far more balanced with themselves. They feel a state of health returning back to their body. It allows them to just basically achieve a state of wellness that they may have lost for years. And it's really rather remarkable. Sometimes it can take several months. Sometimes it can only take a couple of sessions. It's really, really quite fascinating.